Bearings. We have the Gemara here toward the bottom of the Amud. So we had a stira between the Mishnah here in Ksuvis, Eunav, Sheshra, and Knas. We have Abal Achoso in all the cases of Chayvi Krisus that they get Knas. And we have the Mishnah Malkus that talks about these cases of Chayvi Krisus to get Malkus. Abal Achoso is mentioned there as well. And the problem is, we have a rule, ein alok mishalem. So how can it be that, in our case, by case of ones, mefateh, there'll be knas, and there it's mashma that you'll get malchus, can't get both. So we have several answers that have been suggested to this question. Starting on Daf Gamed Beis, we had Ula's answer. Ula set up the cases that the default should be that you get mammon velo malchus, mishalim ve'en aloka. So for him, the problem is the Mishnah Malchus. So Ula says that the case will be by a bogeres. Kan b'chosinar, kan b'chosa bogeres. And that's how he takes care of the problem, so there's no knas. And as far as boshes u'pagam, he makes further ukimtis. And therefore, you don't have any chiyuv mammon, so you left with the chiyuv of malchus. However, Rav Yochanan disagreed with Ula. Rav Yochanan says that when you have the two onshin, Malchus and Mammon, the default is that you get Malchus. Darshan from Kedei Rishasso, Abraham Yakenu, that the rule is the Malchus is what's going to trump the Mammon. So how did Rav Yochanan resolve the contradiction? So the Gemara says, Kan the Asrube, Kan the Lo Asrube. Rav Yochanan says that the case of Malchus was with you had Asra. If you have Asra, then of course you get Malchus, and you don't get the Knas, you don't get Mammon. And the Mishnah in Ksuvis is discussing below Estrubo. It doesn't go, there's no Hasra, so there's no Malchus. So therefore, you merely get the Chiyuv of Knas. Then we had a third answer. So those two answers were on Daf Lamed Beis. Then we have Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish gives his answer on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. And he says, Hamani Rav Meir hi, the Omer Loka Mishalim. That there's no problem because the whole issue is only kotel chachamim. They hold Malchus and Mammon, you don't get both onshin. But a mayor holds Lokim Mishalim, as we know from the Mishnah Malchus and Daf Dalid, where he learns that from Moti Shemra by the case of Adam Zoman and Mammon, where they get both the onesh of Mammon, Kasha Zomam, and the onesh Malchus for Losana. And the Gemara explains, he learns it from Moti Shemra, just like by Moti Shemra, Lokim Mishalim, so too over here. So Rish Lakish solves his problem that way. The Gemara had a whole shaka b'tayah that flowed from that answer of Rish Lakish, because the Mishnah does say later on by Baal Bito that you get Knas. So there apparently the Mishnah holds that Eino Mesa Mishalim. So Gemara is trying to explain, how could it be? Don't we see that Rameyer holds elsewhere that Mesa Mishalim as well? And the Gemara works out that it's not a stira. In fact, Rameyer could hold Eino Mesa Mishalim, but he does hold Loka Mishalim. And that was the Shaka V'tayah that flowed from Rish Lakish and went into other things. We had a comment of Rabba that talked about within Rav Meir that even by Mace, we could have the possibility of Mace Mishalim as long as it's going to be Knas, because Knas is a Chidush, and that went into that discussion. But now the Gemara gets back to the issue of Rish Lakish's answer on the stira between the two Mishnayis versus Rav Yochanan's answer. Zok the Gemara. Bish lama Rav Yochanan lo'oma ki Rish Lakish. Dikamukim lo ki Rabbanan. So we understand very well where Rav Yochanan didn't give the resolution of Rish Lakish to the stira between the two Mishnayis, because Rav Yochanan didn't want to make an ukimta that the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. We hold like the Rabbanan. That's the pashtus, we hold the Rabbanan. Even though we had the question earlier with Rabba that Rashi was mashmad Rabba held like Rav Meir, but the pashtus we should hold like Rabbanan. And therefore, it's obvious Rav Yochanan didn't want to give the answer of Rish Lakish. But what about the other way around? Ela Rish Lakish, my time will amak Rav Yochanan. Why does Rish Lakish have to suggest an answer that goes like the Shita of Rav Meir? Why not give the answer like Rav Yochanan, that simply the Mishnah Makis is Hisrubo, and the Mishnah Ksubis is Lo Hisrubo? Zok the Gemara, Amalach, Rish Lakish will answer, Kevan, the Ilu Asrubei Patur, Ki Lo Asrubei Nami Patur. Rishkalakshya says your answer is insufficient, because just like we know if there was Hasra, you'd be putter from the Mammon because of the Malkus, so even if there's no Hasra, it would not be any different. If there's a Ptur on the Mammon by Asrubay, there's a Ptur even by Lo Asrubay. This is going to lead us soon to the whole Sugya Panda Vecheskia. Meanwhile, the Gemara didn't bring the Makor. The Gemara just says that the halacha is identical. It doesn't have to be that you're getting the Malkus. As long as there's a potential for Malkus were there to be Asra, then there'll be a Ptur and a Mammon in every situation. Good to see the Rashi so far. The Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Yochanan, the first word line in Rashi, toward the end of the Amud, Bishlam Rav Yochanan, Demukim Asnisin Bishlo Hisrubo, Lama Kreshlokish to Ukmik Rav Meir, because that's a Das Yachid. But Reshlokish, why doesn't say Rav Yochanan? And the answer is, since by Hisrubo you'd be Pater, Kilo, Asrubeinami Pater, says Rashi, Hoel Viika Tsad Malkus. Interesting expression, Tsad Malkus. As long as there's a tzad malchus, as long as there's the shaychus, if you will, to malchus, the fact that there'll be malchus by Asrubay is enough to pater mammon even by lo Asrubay. Says the Gemara, the Ozdu Etamayu, this issue of Yochan Rishlokish, they follow their own reasoning on another machlokis regarding the larger issue, and the Gemara is going to broaden the scope of this issue. That which Rishlokish says, that if there's a tzad malchus, your putter, that's consistent with his shita, and that which Rav Yochanan says, that only if you have asra mamish will you be putter, that's consistent with his shita. And why is this? The chiasa Rav Dimi Omar. Now we have Rav Dimi's version of a machlokis Yochan Rishlokish, which the Gemara is going to amend later on the next Amud, which is going to be a different version of the machlokis, and that's Ravin. We'll have to see whether Rav Dimi still has feet to stand on beyond this sugya. From this sugya, it sounds like the Gemara is going to leave Rav Dimi on the wayside and modify the machlokis. But we have Rav Dimi and his version of the machlokis. What does he say? Chai ve misos shogigin, the chai ve malki is shogigin, the davar achim. As Rashi explains, the davar achim is going back on both cases. We have two categories here. We have Chayvim Mises Shogigin and Mammon, Davarach is Mammon, and we have Chayvim Malkus Shogigin along with Mammon. In other words, you're not actually getting the Onesh, be it the Onesh of Misa, be it the Onesh of Malkus, because it was B'Shogig, and you have a Chayvim Mammon that was incurred along with the Maisa that's Mechayiv Misa, but it was done B'Shogig, or the Maisa that's Mechayiv Malkus, but again, it was done B'Shogig. So what's the din? Would there be a chiyav mammon or not? Rav Yochanan amar chayev, v'shlokish amar patur. So we have a machlokes whether you have a chiyav mammon in a case of chayvim misus shogian, as well as in a case of chayvim malkus shogian. According to Rav Yochanan, your chayev mammon, according to shlokish or not? And the Gemara explains the machlokes. Rav Yochanan amar chayev, why? The ha'lo asrubay. The fact is, there was no asra because it was a shogig, so there was obviously no asra, and that's why there's a chiyav mammon, there's nothing to patur. Be it the Malkus, be it the Misa, therefore you chayiv mamon. Rishlokish amar patur, and explains kevan di ilo asru be patur ki lo asru be nami patur. Let's see Rashi. Shogigin meaning shelo hisru behen. So Rashi defines shogigin shelo hisru behen. It's interesting. Does that Rashi mean that that's another example, or Rashi's mamish teaching it? When we say shogig, what do we imagine on our own? Shogeg, it was done by Shogeg. Yeah. And when we see later in Tanav Echizkiya, there seems to be two separate clauses in Tanav Echizkiya's drasha. There's Lo Chilakta ben Shogeg Amezid, and Lo Chilakta ben Hisrubo Lo Hisrubo. So it's not identical, it's not synonymous. It's a different classification. So what does Rashi mean, Shogeg and Shelo Hisrubahen? Are we changing the definition of the word? No, is the machlokes that we're describing here, machlokes of lo hisru behen? We're just using a different word to describe the case of lo hisru behen? So it sounds like from the pashtus of Rashi. I mean, you could have said that it's, no, shogin means shogigin, but hu adin, in other words, the same issue. It's the same issue. Obviously, if it's a shogig, it's lo hisru behen. You have to know what Rashi's doing here for us. Rashi sounds like he's teaching the words. Yeah?
Could it be he's relating it back to the Mishnayos? Because the Mishnayos, it can't be onus v'shogeg. So it was over there, it was below Asra.
I mean, a person could do a maisa of Malkus. If Machai Malkus, he did it b'shogeg.
But we're talking about between the two Mishnayos.
No, not at all. That was before. At this point, we're broadening the issue. Va'azdu etamayu. This sounds like a whole new discussion. There was a machokas in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara starts by bringing in the Shaila, how to reconcile the Mishnayos, Yochim Mishlokish, and the Gemara says, va'azdu etamayu. Now we're no longer connected to the Sefiras HaMishnah. I hear what you're saying, but it's not correct. The Gemara has this, we'll see eventually the Gemara in Chulin and Pe'alef that the Gemara discusses by Misa and Malkus in a similar type of an issue. And we're talking about a broader, a very global issue. So who told Rashi to touch the words Shogigin means go history? Go ahead. Yeah?
Isn't it how we've always understood Chayim means Shogigin? That it is no
Asra? So yeah, I understand. I think the point is true. But the question is touching the words. Is the pshat because shogin is a way of expressing b'li asra, or that by definition there was no asra because obviously it was a shogeg, so you can't imagine asra by shogeg. So is it that the case naturally falls under the category of b'li asra? So you can have b'li asra b'mezid b'li asra, you can have shogeg, which is by definition always going to be a case of b'li asra, or are we kind of using the language in a looser sense? That to me, the Rashi strikes me a little bit that way. Shogin shogo is, it doesn't maybe have to be that way. I guess you could force Rashi in a different direction. Rashi says shogigin, which obviously was shogo hisu behenat. I don't know if that's the best way to read the Rashi. It sounds like we're using shogin in a looser way. And I think it makes sense from the fact that the way it's expressed even in the Shitas themselves. Rav Yochanan says, Chayv deholo asrube. Sounds like maybe that's what was guarding Rashi, to teach the word shogin to mean b'li asra. It's not that shogin is going to be an example of b'li asra. Shogigin is a way of expressing that there was no asra. Obviously, there could be no asra because it was a shogig as well. But that's not the way you read it. It's not that it says shogigin and the case is shogeg, and obviously a case of shogeg is b'li asra. No, it's that shogin is a way of expressing that there was no asra. There's a certain element of shogeg, obviously without asra. You could always maybe say that way. That's why the words can mean that. I mean, if I'm correct that Rashi's saying that the word shogin means the whole history of behen, after all, how do you see it in the words? Shogeg means shogeg. Doesn't mean b'li asra. Because a shogi has no asura, that's where we can use the words interchangeably. Like, why would you change the meaning of the word just because it happens to be shogi is b'li asura? The answer is that's the nature of language. In other words, since a shogi, I mean, you could say that way, because a shogi is b'li asura, so we use the words interchangeably, or you could say that b'li asura is a certain type of shogi. In other words, when I'm warned and I'm made aware of what I'm doing, then obviously it makes me amazed. After all, the whole union of Asra, according to the Gemara brings a Tana, what does Asra accomplish? Asra accomplishes that now we know that you know that you are not to do this. I mean, there's another din of Asra, Yater Atzmo L'Misa. We've seen different dimensions to Asra, but the most basic idea of Asra is to validate and to discriminate between Shogi Gomezid. So that's why you can refer to a low hisuvin as a shogi. Lack of asra indicates a certain level of not being aware. Now, obviously, there's different dargis, of shogig, you could say. You know, there could be a shogig and it could be a mezibli asra, which is a type of shogig too. We have to know what's considered a higher level shogig and a lower level shogig. But again, you can definitely put the lowest rubehen into the case of shogeg. So that's why, again, if you wouldn't accept an idea in Rashi is mamish explaining the taich words. So we say chayv mis shogin, we have to note, according to Rashi, that's what it means. It means b'li asra. Again, b'li asra can mean mezid, it can also mean shogeg mamish. But the definition of the word shogin is really lowest rubehen. Okay, so we have it by Misa, we have it by Malkus. V'davar acher mamon, de'akula milsa koi, it's going on the whole sentence, k'lomar, chayvim misas shogigin, gen b'liyasra, umamon, that's the davar acher, oh, chayvim malkas shogin umamon. Now, we have Yochanan Mishlakish, Rav Yochanan omer chayvim tashumin, so what does Rav Yochanan explain? D'ha lo asrube, because there was no hasra. Again, this is again when he regarded Rashi to taste the words. That's what he meant. The halo asrube. So Rashi teaches first, explains the einatam mechayvu el mishum mishachas the mamon. So Rashi gives us like a very clear understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. What does he mean? The halo asrube. What does it mean? How does that explain the point? Okay, so maybe she put it from the mamon. After all, this had a potential for chiyuv miso, chiyuv malkus. No, Rashi says, but what's the basis of pattering? What's the basis of pattering for the mamon? What rule should come to mind? No, what does it suggest? That we're dealing with the reality of imposing two onshin. No, you can't punish him with two onshin. But here you're not. Here you're giving him only one onus, the onus of mamon. So that's exactly Rabbi Yochanan's point. The halo asrube, if it's lo asrube, you're not getting the chiyuv onus of misa or the chiyuv onus of malchus, and therefore there's no reason why you can't give him the onus of mamon because it's not a problem of shtei reshayos, plain and simple. If anything, who needs to be explained better? Therefore, with shita. It's Rish Lakish. That's what Rashi says a minute later. Kilo asube nami pater. Rish Lakish says, well, the same way you'd be pater by asube, so kilo asube pater. Where does that come from? It doesn't sound like it makes sense. Well, come on, Yalif Taima. So you read the Rashi, you realize that the one that needs to be explained is, of course, Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan is mamish clear as day, because there's no problem with Shtei Rishayos. Now, the only ha'ara that I think you can ask in terms of the Shtei Rishayos idea is what? Anyone have an aura here? Go ahead. L'chora, right now with Rav Dimi, we're discussing a machlokas both by Chayvim Malkus Shogin and Chayvim Mis Shogin. The assumption right now is that the machlokas is in both cases. Now, when we thought about Kedei Mishasso, we were always thinking in terms of what combination of onshin? Malkus Amam, that's the Sugi Lamezayim. That when it comes to Miso Mammon, that Makor is different. The makor by miso mamon is what, as the Mishnah says on Lamed Vav Beis, lo ya'asa anish ya'anish. We'll get to this in a minute in the Gemara, that in ya'asa lo ya'anish, which teaches us k'midravinei that the chiyav misa will pat to the chiyav mamon, and now you could discuss chayvim misa shogigin. And if the machlokes is about chayvim misa shogigin, so why is Rashi bringing in here the inyan of seemingly that's only going to explain the reasoning of Yochanan by Chayvim Malkus Shogigin, but not by Chayvim Misa Shogigin? I mean, if you wanted to think in terms of the other drasha, I suppose you can think in those terms, and then you would say, well, Rabbi Yochanan says halo asrube, and this is going to obviously be very tied into the next line of Gemara. In other words, im yia ason lo yia anesh, meaning im yia ason, as Rabbi Yochanan is going to challenge Rish Lakish in a minute. No, it means din ason. But obviously, that's the next Gemara. Rashi's not there yet. Rashi's focusing on the points of Rabbi Yochanan of lo asrube, the intamachayva omisham mishachas. How does that relate to the chiyuv misoma? But I think you've seen this Rashi, and there are rayas from other places in Rashi. Rashi in Makis, in at least one place, maybe more, and maybe other places as well. Rashi seems to mix the drasha of Risha Achas, of Kedei Risha, so even by a case of Misama. I don't have a Gemara Sanhedrin anything with me, but so you'd give him a Beis in Rashi, and other places too. Rashi uses the terminology, the jargon of Mishum Risha Achas regarding Misa Umama. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't the Gemara seem to distinguish between the two Makoros and Daf Lamed Zayin? And doesn't the Mishnah later bring the other Makor from Misa Umama? So I think you have to say it like this. The Gemara makes a Tzvichasa on Daf Lamed Zayin. Look at the Gemara in Daf Gam Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk on Baal Bito Shenema Bo Yasan on Shianish V'Hamehacha Nafka Mehasan Nafka Kedei Rishaso. The Gemara asks the Kasha: don't we know it from Kedei Rishaso? Mishmishachas Ata Machayva Ata Mishim Shtei Rishayus. The Gemara answers what Chada B'Misa Umamon V'Chada B'Malkus Umamon Utzvicha. In other words, one drasha is Misa Umamon Was Malkus Umamon, and you need both. Di'iash Min Misa Umamon Mishum Di'ika Ibn Neshama. That's why we patter the mamun. Avol malchus hamamun deleka ibn neshama emelo. So maybe you'll get both onshin. The yesh min malchus hamamun mishim delo chamer yisurei. Av miso mamun de chamer yisurei. Maybe you should get both onshin. The more it works out, you wouldn't know one from the other. And here you have the Rashi, and as I noted, Rashi in Malchus too, that seems to use kedei rishaso even miso mamun. So you have to say like this. The Gemara is saying that you need to have a new drasha for miso mamun. You couldn't get it all from Kedei Rishaso and vice versa. But now that you have both Makoros, so now you wonder, what's the guiding principle? What really is operating? Now that I know that the din applies by Misa Mammon as well as Malkus Mammon, the fact that the Torah gives me the extra Makor by Misa Mammon, now I know that that also goes into Kedei Rishaso. It's not an entirely new paradigm. It's that I wouldn't necessarily learn Miso Mamon from Kedei Rishaso by itself if I didn't have another source, because I would limit maybe Kedei Rishaso to Malkus Mamon, like the Gemara gives the Svara, the Zgol Chamri Surei. But now that I know that there's Halacha by Miso Mamon as well, based on the other Pasuk of Lo Yasin, so now it's Megale that everything goes into Kedei Rishaso. So it is ultimately boiling down to Kedei Rishaso. And after Rashi could say for Rav Yochanan, well, look, if I'm not getting the second Onesh, I don't have Shtei Rishayos in front of me, so therefore you Chayiv Mamon. You'll see.
It kind of sounds similar to what we said about Lo Sa'ana and
the Tzigos
and
Tzadik.
Yeah.
That's correct. I mean, it's something that you could probably plug into a numerous places in Shas, where you have, when you have another drasha, you have another source. So is it an independent source that now becomes its own life of its own? That's the makar, or is it merely a gili milsa that really what we thought would not suffice will suffice? We thought Gosana wouldn't pass the muster for Chiv Malkus because of whatever problems it's Abel Maisa and so on. So now that I have it, so Tzadik, it's Megal that you get the Malkus for the Losan. Yeah, similar over here. But I will admit that this is a chora against the Rav Chaim that we spoke at a couple of times along the way, and he stabbed him. Rav Chaim seemed to see the two dinim as very different tracks and a different mechanism, different dynamic for how it works. As you remember, hopefully, right, how he used it to answer different diukim, kashas, aras, and tosas. Rav Chaim seemed to learn that miso mamon is halacha, the miso patters the mamon, and kedei rishaso is halacha that Beis Din can't enforce to rishayos, and it's a different makor, it's a different mahalach. Again, for Rashi here, Rashi elsewhere, it sounds like it's not so. Really, everything is ultimately plugged into kedei rishaso, again, because Rashi's using the fact that it's not Shtei Rishayos to explain Rav Yochanan's Shita Bein B'Malkus Umam Bein B'Misumam. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind as well. Yeah, Yoni.
Can we understand all three chusas as working this way?
One not every time you have a tzrichus in Shas, but in this case, more goes tzrichus in both directions. But after both sukim run their course and teach us what we now know by Malkus Umam and by Misumam, now you want to understand, are these two separate Makoros, and each din is rooted in its respective makor, or no? Now I can sort of mix and match, or not really mix and match, but plug everything into the Kedei Rishaso. So that's really the yisod. That's really the makor for everything. I wouldn't know it without the other pasuk, but now the other pasuk says what it says. Now it all comes back. I wish I had the Lashon Rashi to quote for you. You look it up maybe for tomorrow. I'll bring it in. The Lashon Rashi in Makis. And it's also, I think, in the Metzia as well. Rashi seems to use Kedei Rishaso when discussing Malkus Umamon. Misa Mamon. That's what's very interesting. Again, this Rashi goes together with those other Rashis. Okay, so this is the Machlokes that the Gemara says is going to shed light on what we started with. Why Rav Shlokesh didn't answer Rav Yochanan's answer, because If you're pater by asube, you're pater by lo asube. If Yochanan says no, if it's asube, then you'll be pater. And this is the machokis over here as well. But this machokis, as Rav Dimi is presenting it, is machokis by Misa Mammon as well as Malkus Mammon. In other words, Chayvei Malkus Shogin and Chayvei Misa Shogin. And on this issue, the Gemara now brings a debate that actually one spoke to the other and is going to impact on how you read the Pasuk. Now, remember, the Miso Mammon originally derived from the Drasha that the Mishnah itself mentions on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, that Velo Yasson, Vav Amid Beis, the Drasha of Lo Yasson Anoshi Anesh, that's what the Mishnah says over there, Baal Bito, and so on. So it says, "Shemischai benafsho, but shemisasan bidei beizdin, the chomischai benafsho ein mishalin mamum, shenemar v'mlo yasan anashi anish." Now we're going to get into an interesting shaka v'tarya regarding how to exactly see the respective shitas of Yochanan and Shlokish within that drasha. Again, what was the drasha? It says the case of the Torah. This is always good to have the Chumash to remind ourselves, especially for this, especially because they have a lot of different nuances in this. It says in the Chumash, V'chihnatzu anashim, Parashas Mishpatim Chaf Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'chihnatzu anashim, V'nagfu isha hara, V'yatzu yiladeha. So there's a story about two people having an altercation, and even though they were fighting each other, but there's another casualty, and that has to do with a pregnant woman. And what happens is the Torah, V'yatzu yiladeha, which means that she miscarried. She miscarried as a result of being struck by these two people, or one of the two people. V'lo yiyasan. And there will not be a casualty, meaning in the woman. Obviously, the miscarriage took place. There's no doubt that V'lo yiyasan is referring to the woman. That's what we know, we know. There's a lot of things that we don't know here, but that much is clear. V'lo yasson means be'isha. As Rashi says right away too. So what's the halacha? Ano she anesh, which is a code for onesh mamon, like it says by Motzi Shema. Also, lashon va'anshu also me'ar kesef. You can use the word yonesh referring to mamon. Ano she anesh. Kasha yashi salav ba'al ha'isha. Like the husband will literally place upon him. Now, as Rashi again teaches based on Chazal, it's not that the person is going to have any say about as far as how much money you have to pay for the mevlados. He doesn't make the decision. Beis Din makes an assessment of the mevlados. And that's why it says, Nasan Beflilin. Who are Plilin? Dayanim. So it has to go through Beis Din. But the reason why he says Kasha Yashi Salaf is because he has to take the initiative to take the person to a Din Torah. If he doesn't initiate, Beis Din won't step in. So Sarashi says, Anash Yonash Lasham Din Vodas Gabal, Sham no Sah. Whatever the formula is, Kama Saruyal Macha Bishukha Halas Bidamabish Haryona, Anash Yonash Yegvo Mammon Mimenu Mammon, Kashi Yashi Salav, meaning Kashi Tveenu Habal Beis Din, Lohashis Olav Onash Al Kach. Now the Baal has to make the claim. The Baal doesn't make the claim, Beis Din won't step in to force him to pay the mevlados. Kashi yashis l'abal isha, v'nasan hamaked the mevlados b'flidim al piyad dayan. That's one pasuk. There's another pasuk that follows, which we'll have to deal with at length, shortly, okay? But meanwhile, we have this pasuk. Now this pasuk is the source, as the Mishnah Lamed Vav Beis mentions, of Kimrei v'Dravminei by Misal Mam. So how do we darshan? V'lo yi'asa anash yonish. There's a halacha to pay the mevlados, but it's only if v'lo yi'asa, if the woman did not die, right? So then, only the miscarriage, then you pay the mevlados. So what is the drasha? Ha'am yi'asaon lo yi'anish. Meaning to say that if there'll be a what? There'll be a death of the woman, so there'll be a quote-unquote chiyah misa. We'll have to define this more carefully. So that's the halacha of chiyah misa patring the chiyah mama. If Chaim puts it, it's a tour. The chiyah misa patring the chiyah mama. But wait a second. Now we're saying there's a machlokes, v'yochem ish lakish. Let's say there was without hasra. So how do you learn it here? So this is what's going to come up now between Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We're going to see inside in a second. But how would Rish Lakish, you saw the Gemara, so we'll speak it out, then we'll see inside. How would Rish Lakish read the words of Lo Ya'ason? According to Rish Lakish, when would there be a ptur in the Mevlados? As long as there is what? A death in the woman. Whether there was Asra or not is irrelevant. If there be a Chiyav Misa with Asra, then there's a Ptur Mamon even without Asra. So literally, Lo Ya'ason, it has to be specifically where there's no death on the woman's part, the woman doesn't die, that's when Anish Yanish. If there'll be an Ason Be'isha, no matter whether it was Asra or not, then there'll be a Ptur. That's Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, who holds that there's only a ptur, according to Rav Dimi right now, that the machok is using by Chayv Misa Shok again, there's only a ptur if there'll be a Chiyuv Misa actually to carry out. The Risha is actually a Mithril, a basin to carry it out. So he's going to have to teach Lo Ya'ason not as Ason Mamish, but as Din Ason. The Din Ason meaning that the person's Mamish Machiyuv Misa means there was Asra. And this is going to be now the two versions of who is asking who, what's the pashtus of the pasuk, as if, you know, each one sees the pashtus of the pasuk their way. For Rish Lakish, right, the Lo Ya'ason is kipshuto, and Kodem Yochan is din asana. What would you ask? I ask you, what would you say? What's the pashtus pshat? Like who?
Rish Lakish.
Doesn't sound like it's din asana, Lo Ya'ason, right? But apparently if Yochanan, you know, saw it his way, let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Esvei Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. That's the first version. Rish Lakish had the kasha. Lo Ya'ason Anosh Yanesh. My love, Ason Mamish. Does it not mean Ason Mamish? That if it be an Ason, literally, that's what it means. Lo Ya'ason. That's when Anosh Yanesh. That means, that's suggesting, that once there be an ason, that changes the picture, and there's no chiyav mamon, no matter whether it was asra or not. And the response would be no. Yochanan said back, lo dinas. So let's see the Rashi. My love, ason mamish. Im lo meisa ha'isha yi'anesh hanogeif. Apparently one of the two people was responsible. They were arguing with each other, but the nagfu isha hara. But there's one that's obviously more the one that you can pin the blame on. The nogef, not the two, but one of them. Hanogef bidmei v'lados. Im lo mesa ha'isha yanesh ha'nogef bidmei v'lados. Ha'im mesa lo yanesh v'afil lo hisrubo. V'kashe l'Rav Yochanan. And the answer is lo din ason hachi kamakra. Im ein mishpat mabes l'nogef. No, so long as it was Lo Ya'ason that he's not Chayev Misa, why would it not be Chayev Misa? Now, it could be all kinds of possibilities. The most obvious possibility would be Kigon Shelo Mesa Ha'isha. So if he didn't die, he's not Chayev Misa for striking her. Striking a person only by Ovi V'Imo is a Chayev Misa, but not by a regular person. Oh, Mesa V'Lo Hisrubo, it also goes into that Lo Ya'ason because there was no Hasra, Anosh Yanish. So that's the answer of Yochanan. Ika da'ami, it was actually Rabbi Yochanan who turned around and asked Rish Lakish. Ika da'ami, es Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, v'lo ya'ason anesh ya'anesh. My love, din ason, does it not mean din ason? Don't the words of the pasuk mean that as long as there's no din ason, that's when anesh ya'anesh, if there'll be a din ason, v'lo ya'anesh. So it's a raya nid asra. Even if there was, she died, but there's no din ason, right, there'd be an onish of mevladis, and the response would be lo asin mamish. Here Rashi doesn't comment, and at first glance we wonder l'chara whose question sounds better. As he said, Rish Lakish. So where is Rabbi Yochanan coming from? Why would Rabbi Yochanan want to touch the pasuk as din asa? So here already, maybe Tosis can help us out, although he's not directly addressing this issue, but I think it could help us here to know why Rabbi Yochanan wanted the pasuk to mean dinasim. I mean, it's not because it supports him. I mean, so you see the pasuk your way, right? Everyone likes to see, you know. There has to be some reason that was driving him, that he felt that was the pashtus, right? Yeah.
Wait, are we saying the reason they hold like their shita is because that?
I don't know that that's necessarily where they're getting it from. I mean, the Maisa, they start off as expressing their shitas based on the svar, but they want to bring a raya to their respective shitas from the pasuk. So why do you hold it's a raya to you? It could easily be his taich of the pasuk. I don't think that the makor was his diuk in the pasuk, whatever the diuk is. The Gemara seems to be working starting off from the svar. That's how it's expressed initially and also by the machokis here. But you still have to explain why Rabbi Yochanan would want it to mean din aso. Wouldn't the pashtus be lo yasa that she didn't die? But here already, you have to get the fuller picture. And this is where Tosis comes in. Because before we read the Tosis, let's read the next pasuk. And here it gets very sticky on many levels. All of this discussion is revolving around the first pasuk Chabeis, which is the makor for the Kamed Rav Minei Binogeh, when you're chayv mei vlodis, when you're not chayv mei vlodis. So v'lo ye'ason anesh ye'anesh, and the deal is ha ye'ason, whatever that means, lo ye'anesh. But then the next pasuk continues, v'im ason ye'yeh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, and it goes on, the famous psukim ayin tachas ayin, and so on and so on and so forth. Now, the im asan yeh, it's very ambiguous. Until now, we were very clear what things meant. V'lo yeh asan, we just didn't know what it meant. Din asan or asan namish. But we know who the subject of the pasuk is. We know what it's not and what it is. It's not going on the vlados. Vlados for sure died. The fetus no longer survived. V'lo yeh asan b'isha. The im asan yeh, well, I don't know. What is who's asa? In the Isha? Probably. But who else might it mean? I'm saying this for a reason. Eventually we're going to have to get to all these possibilities. But who else could be a casualty here? Not himself, but
the other
guy. Okay. Right? We don't know. Asam Yiyah. Asam Yiyah. Again, the pashtus though would sound like the parallelism of the pasuk would sound like it would be the woman. So even let's grant that. And now we have to ask ourselves, and on that level, what does it mean? What? Well, it depends what we do with the rest of the pasuk. This has to wait. If it means the woman, so again, we have to ask ourselves, so v'masam yiyah, meaning din ason or ason mamash. And if we want it to parallel before, then we would want it to be the same as before. But wait, a lot will depend on how you read the rest of the pasuk. V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, which also is ambiguous. There's a lot of ambiguities here. Just before you navigate the Gemara, you have to try to just simply touch the psukim first. And then, again, how things will be impacted by different explanations. But the Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is also unclear. What are the two ways to read Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? We had a little bit of this before in the Sugya. No? Either what? Nefesh Mamish means he pays the price, he's Chayv Misa. Alternatively, it means Mamu. And that's Machokas Tanoim. Again, I want you to begin to look at the Sugyas in Sanhedrin for tomorrow. The Tosis here is very important. Machokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon and the Chachamim on the other side. Whether you touch this person, the Satan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, to mean Nefesh Mamish, or you touch it to mean Mamu. Now, what does that in turn impact? What does that in turn have to do with? So that's the Sugya Sanhedrin, which again we touched on, but we get to see it again now. What does that seem to be depending on? Whether there should be a Chiyuv Misa or not. Before we come back to the question of what Asam means, but in terms of whether you taish Nefesh Tachas Nefesh as a Chiyuv Misa on the part of the person who killed the woman, or as a Chiyuv Mamon, what is the Shag? If he's Chayiv Misa, should he be Chayiv Misa or not be Chayiv Misa? So that has to do with, that's the machokis there in Sugya Tanayin Tes. Niskavin lar gizeh bar gizeh. Are you chayif as a rotseach in a case where the person that you person killed was not the intended target? But, let's remind ourselves, but there was an intention to do what? To kill. In other words, no question about it. If you didn't intend to kill, mindful. It's not in the blow or the input, the tool, the instrument. It was not kedei lahamis, and he caused death. Then that's called hezek. It's never going to be a chiyuv misa. I mean that's not the hezek a chayv, whatever onus b'shogeg b'mezid, but it won't be ritzicha. But if there was an intention to kill and the potential was there to kill, the only thing is the target was not the target that you ended up killing. That's the machlokes tanaim based on the drushes and psukim. So we have the chacham say niskam ragzeh ragzeh would be pater. Who says pater?
Rabbi.
Sorry, Rabbi says pater. The Gemara darshins. The person that was the target. That's Rabbi and Rav Shimon, correct? And the Chacham say Yechayev. So the Chachamim who hold Niskam Rizeh Ragezeh is Chayev. They teach from Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh to mean Chiv Misa. Rabbi and Rav Shimon who hold Niskam Rizeh Ragezeh is pater. They hold that it means Mamum. And what moment are we discussing here? The Dmei Ha'isha. This is a whole other moment. Until now we're discussing Dmei Vlados, now we have this issue of Dmei Ha'isha. Type of a kofar, if you will. Dmei Ha'isha. Not Chiyuv Misa. If you want to be a purist, you know, in terms of the language of the Pasuk, this is Ksav HaKabbalah territory, which he has a very nice piece. Maybe eventually we'll speak it out, but in the meantime you can look at it for yourself. You know, he's very sensitive to the words of the pasuk. Yossi, you appreciate this, right? So, if it means chiyuv misa, then he teaches and tachas has one meaning, and vinasata has one meaning. And if it means chiyuv mamon, then it changes the vinasata and the tachas. In other words, you have to imagine not just the music of the psukim. It's a different type of a reading. Tachas can mean because of what he did, or tachas means instead of. So, which would be which? If it means what? If it means that you're getting you're paying to Meha Isha, then the tachas will mean instead of, right? Like you find the word often tachas is, means, tachas ashorta, but instead of. And if it means that you're paying with your life, then what would be the pshat tachas? Because, in other words, tachas hashikini le'olkav, and it was because of what you did to that nefesh, so then you get tachas. In other words, he uses the Yiddish words, but basically it's a different tachas. And the nasata is a different nasata. So that's more for the purists in terms of the parshanut dimension. For our purposes, though, let's return to the issue here that Tosus is now going to raise. L'chora, there's another issue here. V'minasom yiyeh. We had two ways to read the v'lo yiyasom in the earlier pasuk. V'yochanan v'shalakish, respectively. Either v'lo yiyasom is referring to din ason or ason mamish. So leave that inside. Now we have v'minasom yiyeh. In asata nefesh tachas nefesh. So let's go with the shita of the chachamim. They say nefesh tachas nefesh means misa. So what's the pshat de mason yiyya? Is it asam namish or is it din asam? It's din asam. Because if there was no asra, there wouldn't be a chiv misa to the nogin. So that's strange, because the lo yiyasam we said was a shayla, right? According to Rav Yochanan, it's what? It's din asam. According to Shlokish, it's what? It's asam mamish. So according to Rav Yochanan, the parallel is very nice. According to Shlokish, something is off here. The lo yasam is asam mamish. The mason yiyeh, that would mean din asam. If you hold nefesh tachas nefesh is chiyuv misa. So Tosus points that out. And you have to know. So it comes that it's not going to line up. Then again, we have the other taich of nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. That's according to Rebbe and Rav Shimon, which means that there won't be a chiyuv misa, even though there could be an asra for ritzicha, but he intended the other guy, not the woman. So then it has to be mama. If that's the pshat, then we really could discuss even a case where there was no asra, and it could parallel the earlier pasuk. So this is what our Tosus on the top is going to be about. But before you even read the Tosus inside, what occurred to me, intuitively, maybe, why did Rabbi Yochanan feel immediately the instinct when he asked Rish Lakish, "V'lo yaason, my love din ason." I mean, if we just had this pasuk in a vacuum, what would we say? "V'lo yaason" would mean ason namish. So why? How can Rabbi Yochanan take the liberty of asking the Kasha and Rish Lakish and say, "V'lo yiyason, my love, dinason"? Is that the pashtus? Why would Rabbi Yochanan want to think that way to ask the Kasha? And maybe the answer is because Rabbi Yochanan was guarded by the context, by the next pasuk, and what Tosfos is now about to ask, "V'imason yiyah." Which is, and again, if you go with the shita that the nefesh is going to have to assume going with the shita, nefesh tachas nefesh is chiyav misa, and then of course asan yiyah refers to din asan. So Rabbi Yochanan thought that lo yasan should also be din asan. That's why he asked Rish Lakish. If anything, Rish Lakish is on the defensive because he has to say, no, it means asan namish, but then it comes out that it's not going to parallel the other pasuk, which is exactly Tosfos' kasha. So it could be that's exactly why Rabbi Yochanan felt to ask the kasha on Rish Lakish, and he asked it should be my love din asan. Let's see now the Tosfos. My love asan mamish. This is Rish Lakish's question to Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos looks at Rish Lakish and says, "But wait a second, Rish Lakish. Afagav the sefer dekra the im asan yia." The very next pasuk, meaning sefer dekra, meaning in this case the pasuk follows. Al kocha chaynu din asan. How do I know it means dinasan over there? Kidichsiv nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Tosfos is now going with the pshat that it means nefesh mamish. Nasata nefesh, that means he has to pay with his life as a ritzeach, and that means dinasan. Mikol makom, says Tosfos, Rish Lakish can still hold his own and say in this pasuk it means lo yasan asan mamish. Lo yasan havi mashmali asan mamish. Now Rish Lakish still would like to work with the pashtus of the pasuk lo yasan, notwithstanding the context of the next pasuk where it's, the meaning changes. Vim asan yia, okay. If it means asan din asan over there, it means din asan over there. But in this pasuk, we still should preserve the pashtus. So Rish Lakish is willing to even ask use that as a kasha of Yochanan, and not be troubled by the fact that it doesn't parallel the next pasuk. So it comes out what Tosfos is now suggesting is inachinami. The two psukim don't line up. The two psukim do not line up. This according to Rish Lakish at least. V'lo yia ason means that if she doesn't die, anash yia anish with dmei bladis. Not din ason, but ason mamish. And the im ason yia, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, that he's going to pay with his life, that means dinasa. Okay? And Rish Lakish was comfortable enough with that he even was willing to ask the kashan of Yochanan from below your asan, my love, asan mamish. Again, my response will be, Rav Yochanan, according to the Ikad Amri, was to the Kadri, asked Rish Lakish because of this very kashan. That's what we suggest. Inami, another possibility for Rish Lakish. Im asan yianami boy lemeimar davi asan mamish. Maybe im asan yia can even mean im asan yia not with din asan, but asan mamish. The darish nasata nefesh tachas nefesh haynu mamon. If it means mamon, and what mamon are we referring to here? Dnei ha'isha. So then, it doesn't have to be that there was asra. It means asan mamish. So there's a couple of yukim here, both within the first teretz and the second teretz of Tosfos, both raised by the Masha and the Maram. Let's see what we can speak out here. Let's go with maybe the Masha's Ha'ara first and see what comes of it. What did Tosfos say initially? That we're going now that nefesh means nefesh mamish, and therefore asan yia means that it was din asan and it was hasra. That's the pasuk of asan yia, and the pasuk v'lo yia asan anish yanish with mei bladis is talking. No. So din asan is the other pasuk. That's why he gets killed, and this pasuk v'lo yia asan is what? It's asan manish. So Masha raises an interesting question. Chora, if that's you can do that, if you can say v'lo yia asan means asan mamish, not din asan, no asra. And asan yia, the next pasuk that you pay with your life, that's the case of asra. So he says, I don't understand something. Then what is Rav Shisha's raya back earlier on daf lamed gimel amid aleph? Rav Shisha Bredar Vidi said, I can prove from this section in the Chumash of Dmei Vlados that Chova B'Chaveiro gets Mammon V'lo Malkus. Before the Gemara had a drasha from Lakeni Nasimba that the fair strips of Torah, Chova doesn't get, Chova should get Malkus because of the Lav of Lo Yosef. And yet we know, everyone agrees, that by Chova the din is Mammon V'lo Malkus, Misham Ben Alokus. So we had the drasha of Keni Nasimba. Rav Shisha says, I can get it from the Parsha Dmei Vlados. What was his raya? Because we have a story over here, the Chinatu Anashim. So he prefaces the story with Rav Elazar. Again, this, even this assumption we're going to have to maybe question at some point, at least for some possible shitas as we go on the sugya. But Rav Elazar suggested, but the pasuk doesn't say it explicitly, but what was the intention here of the two people in their altercation? Was it a situation of intent to kill and the possibility of Ritzicha existed? So that's what Rav Elazar says. The matzus to the misa kasa medaber. That means that they're arguing and there was intention to kill. And that's why the imason yeh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, what follows from that, if it was matzus to the misa, then we could argue that that there could be a chiyuv misa. Because if you hold like the chacham, the skam, and everything says, chayv. Says the Rav Shisha, nu hechidam. Idlo asra be amai mikdom. There had to be asra, otherwise you wouldn't get killed. Elo pshita da asra be. So there was asra. So there was asra for misa. There was asra for misa. So he says, Rav Shisha, if you hold that a person gets asra for a davar chamor, is asra for davar kal as well. Implicit in asra for misa would be asra for anything less than misa. And assuming that malchus is less severe than misa, so that means an implicit in asra for misa was asra for malchus. So this person that was warned about ritzicha was also warned by extension for doing that vera that's chayv malchus for lo yosef. And yet, says Rav Shisha, the pasuk says, "V'lo yia'ason anash yanish." That if what, that if the woman will not die, anash yanish, even though there was a warning for what, for malchus, still you're going to get the mevladus. Aye, there was a warning for malchus. That's Rav Shisha's raya. That you see that even though there's a potential for malchus by chova, you get mammon. So what's the Masha's question now, everybody?
He didn't have to say that.
What's the problem in this, in the logic of Rav Shisha?
He's assuming that nefesh tach nefesh definitely means.
No. That much is that much. Nefesh tach nefesh. That assumption is good. Nefesh tach nefesh is chiyuv misa, and that's hasra. But that's the pasuk in Masam Yeh. But what's Rav Shisha coming to prove? In which pasuk? In the pasuk of Velo Yia'ason Anash Yanesh, that you see you have a Chiyud Mevlados, even though we had Hasra for Malchus. Because why? Because it was because the Torah was discussing a case where there was Hasra for Misa and a Misa Davacham, Misa Davakal. So you see that you have a Chiyud Mevlados even though there was Hasra for Malchus. But where did you see that there was Hasra for Misa? In which pasuk? In the second pasuk, the imason yeh, the nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, so obviously that was with asra. And where do you have the Torah discussing the chiyuv dmei vlados in the first pasuk? Velo yi'asan anash yanish. But that pasuk might be referring to where there was no asra. It was maybe the Torah, there's two different scenarios here in the two pasukim. This is what Tos is saying now for Rish Lakish, no? Velo yi'asan anash yanesh is a scenario without hasra. It means ason mamish, not din ason. Ason mamish. So that's lo yi'asan. And the other pasuk of ason yeh, that's if you hold that yizachi of misa for niskamu azeva gazed, then that would be with hasra. If that's what Rish Lakish can do, we can separate the two psukim. The first pasuk is without asra, and the second pasuk with asra. So what's Rav Shisha's proof anymore that Chov B'Chaveiro gets mammon over malchus? What was his whole setup? What led him to prove it? Because We're talking about a case that there was Asra. But that case of Asra was in the case of the Pasuk that follows, of the Imasam Yir. And yet he says, oh, there was Asra for Misa, so that's, if you assume that's Asra already for Dover Akal, which would be Malchus, assuming Malchus is less Chomer than Misa. So now I have that built into the case is a case of Asra for Malchus. And yet, Anosh Yonesh. Wait a second, that's not fair. The Pasuk of Anosh Yonesh maybe is a whole different world. That pasuk could be a case where there was no asra at all, because lo yeh ason is why it's a case of ason mamish. It's the mashas kash. Is there a way around this kasha? What do you think? Is it troubling to hear the kasha? Just look at the mashayin side. We'll see. We're just a little bit better. How can you square our tosis? Our first character tosis. With Rav Shisha before. He says like this, Afagav the Sefer Dekra Demasam Yia Kocha Chayinu Din Ason Kamakam Lo Yia Ason Havi Mashmali Asin Mamish. The Lo Yasin is Mashma Asin Mamish, and the next pasuk is what is dinner is dinas. No, Lufize Al Korchach Duresha Dikra Velo Ya Ason Vigomer Ason Mamish Velo Din Ason in Mesa. What is Rish Lakish doing to the Velo Ya Ason? Any case of ason would free him from dmei vladas. V'lo yia ason anashi anish. So when is anashi anish? If there won't be the death, not din ason. So it's clearly why according to Rish Lakish, the title v'lo yia ason in that pasuk is ason mamish. And within the case of mesa, it'll have to mean no v'lo yia ason, as long as he didn't die. V'hainu akarchach b'lo hisrubo. What does it mean akarchach? He struggled with this. What is this akarchach? Akarchach dereisha dekra v'lo yia ason ason mamish v'lo din ason in mesa doesn't mean din ason in mesa. V'hainu akarchach b'lo hisrubo. What does he mean by Al-Karchach? It means that included in this case, right? It will have to mean. It's even by Lo Hisrubo. The din is clear. That even by Lo Hisrubo, the din will be that if she died, then he'd be Pata. So it clearly, let's just say it that way, includes the case of Lo Hisrubo, right? Okay. V'sefer dekra im yia ason din ason al karchach behisrubo. That's for sure only by hisrubo. Vim kainhu, if that's correct, kasha Rav Shisha bei Davidi de kamal el hechidami ida lo asrube yamai mikta. Why is he getting killed in the second pasuk? El pshita de asrube. So it must be that he got asra. V'am rachmana lo yason, and yet it says lo yason anosh yonish. Umay kusha. What's the whole problem of Shisha? What's his kasha to prove from here that Chob HaChaver gets mammon of Malchus? The Ema, the Resha Dekra, meaning the pasuk of what? What's the Resha Dekra? Lo Yason, Lo Ayri Behisru. I forgot to say the Dekra, Ayri Akach Behisru. Could the Boilem Ema Hach? Yishli Yashav. No, anyone have any thoughts? They try to say things here. They see in the bottom they have Nimuki Agriv and there's a Maram Shif. What do you say to Mimiyashiv this Kasha? Hashem himself alludes to a possible answer. He doesn't tell us what it is. Yesh Liyashiv. So So he has an easy answer. The Mukhi Agriv and the Baden. You see, you have in your Gemaras the Baden. He says, see, that was that our Karchach was really throwing us off. When we said that the case of Lo Ya'asun is Lo Hisru, does it mean it has to mean Dafka by Lo Hisru? Dafka? Lo Ya'asun, she didn't die. Dafka by Lo Hisru? Or Lo Hisru or Hisru? Either way, she didn't die, right? So it's the diuk, or better yet, was the sefer of Nasa Nevtach Nefesh, where he's getting killed, that had to be Dafka by Hisruba. What is Rav Shisha saying? Rav Shisha says that if the case of the latter part of the pasuk, or the second pasuk, is a case of Hasra, so we want to imagine that the first case of Lo Ya'asun can even be discussing a case of Asra. And what happened to the woman? It says she didn't die. Is that a valid assumption for Shisha to make his case? Why not? All Shisha wants to show you is that I don't want to create a total divide, a total separation between the cases. It's one thing to say, which is what Rish Lakish says in effect, what Tosfos is pointing out over here, that the case of Asan Yiyah means Din Asan. Okay? That has to be, because that's why he gets killed. So Asan Yiyah means Din Asan. And the Lo Yiyah Asan means, not Din Asan, but for Rish Lakish, Lo Yiyah Asan means Asanamish. Okay, that much, yes. But let's go to the fine print here. In this case of Asan Mamish, in the case of Asan Yia, it's talking Dafka with Hasra. Right? So now, if you want to push away Rav Shisha's proof, you're going to have to say what? From Mashal's Kasha to be a good Kasha, which is what he does, what he asks. Is, well, the same way you're telling me that the second Pasuk is Asan Mamish. The same way you say the second Pasuk is what? Is Din Asan. And the first Pasuk is Asan Mamish. So now, I'll take it a step further. I'll say, Mashal's not a step further. So I'll say that the second Pasuk is what? Is Asan Mamish, that's with Hasra. But the first Pasuk, as I see, is made Vados, which means Asan Mamish, that's without Hasra. But is there any reason to assume that the first Pasuk is Bedafka without Hasra? What's the case of the first Pasuk? The case of the first Pasuk was she didn't die. And that's where Paint made Vados. That situation of paying to Mevlados, Rav Shisha feels, is even in a case where there was Asra from Misa, which equals Asra from Malkus, which shows me that by Chobo Bachavero, you get Mammon Velo Malkus. That assumption might be valid, even though I tell you that the first Pasuk, Vimlo Ya'ason, Vlo Ya'ason means Ason Mamish, and Ason Yia means what? Din Ason. That might be so. That much I can swallow. That's what Rish Lakish will say according to First Tosis, First Teretz. But Rav Shisha still feels it's too much of a pill to swallow to say that the second case, which is Din Ason, is talking Dafka with Hasra. And the first case of Lo Ya'ason is talking Bedafka. Bedafka, they only paid Mevlados when? When there was no Hasra. That's already too much of a pill to swallow. Who says? Rav Shisha feels, and maybe that's the Yeshu Yashi with the Masha as well, that I understand that the second Pasuk is Asan, is Din Asan, and the first Pasuk is Asan Mamish, but once I establish that the second Pasuk is discussing a case of Asra, it's pashtus, you would want the first Pasuk, even if it means a different Asan, it's Lo Ya'asan, she didn't die, because as long as she died, there'd be Ptur. But the case should have, so therefore without Asra, I understand the din would be the same, that if she died, there'd be Pater. But the case could also be the case of Loya, that she didn't die, should be at very least also the case where there was Asra. If she died, there'd be no Dmei Vlados, even if there was no Asra, granted. But that which you pay Dmei Vlados, when she didn't die, could even be the case where there was Asra. Everyone with me? This is what I think he means on the bottom here in the Chidushe Nimuki Agriv. Take a look. He brings the Masha, Adkanush Hiksha Marasha, or Hiksha, sorry, Hiksha Merv Shisha Meravidi, the Kamal El, Hekidami, Belo Yadati, the Adarabba. Im also mamish nichakus yaso le'el, meaning Rav Shisha, the reish of the kra'ayri, the first part of the pasuk, that's the lo yaso, that's discussing bein asru bei, bein lo asru bei. V'seifa ayri ba'asru. So in that regard, they're not identical, because the first case is even by lo asru, umikomakum do mele reisha b'chad gavna. The seifa, the pasuk, is similar to the reisha in what? In one respect. However, if we'll explain the din ason, if you say din ason, then ayri reisha below asru bei, kim the toli bedin ason. I'm not sure exactly how to read those last couple of words, but so I think he's basically saying what we said. Look at the Maram Shif also, he says, the Sar Kushas Masha. That's one issue. Let me just end with the Maram. This is also a naughty issue. Let's go to Tosa's second Teretz. And this is really a segue to the next Tosa, so it's good. We'll get into the next Tosa and Mishnah tomorrow as well. The question is as follows. The Maram, speak it out. What is Tosa's second Teretz? Again, what's the problem in Tosa? Beshulakish said that the taich of lo ya'ason means ason mamish. As long as it was an ason, there's no chiv d'mei vladus, right? Tektosis, but the second pasuk is masan yia means it means din ason, because it says what? It says that in Sanevnat, that means chiv misa. It says Tosis in the second teretz, no, the second pasuk will taich, the shlokish will taich it, not like the Rabbanon, like Rebbe. That we'll see again all tomorrow, the Sugya of the Sanhedrin, and so on, that it means Mamon. The Skamar Zev HaGazet is Pater from Misa, it means Mamon. So what does that mean? So the second Pasuk can also mean not Din Ason, but Ason Mamish. So wait a second, so then something is wrong here. Why? Because it comes out that the Diuk of the Reisha lo yia ason anash yanish. So if she dies, what's the din? Pater from mama, right? Next pasuk v'masan yia, and if she dies, v'nasata nevzach nevz, you pay mama. I understand. If she dies, do you pay? You don't pay. What is Tosa talking about? So like, then the deal of the reisha is so to the safe. No? What's going on here? Something doesn't sit well. Both the Reisha and the Sefer are asum mamash. So what's the halacha if the woman dies? Do you pay money? You don't pay money. So the first pasuk is mashma. If she dies, you don't pay money. If Mishkok is a shita. And then the next pasuk says, v'masum yiyah, you pay money. And what is ason yia there? Tosa says that means also ason namish, not din ason. Because we're going now, that means money. So you do, you don't pay. Which is it? So the Maharam struggles with this. Maharam struggles. So first he says something which he right away rejects. He wants to change the case. Nope. What's the case in the beginning? That who are they niskaven for? For who? For each other. The Maisi is not, it's not going to work. What he wants to say in the beginning is not going to work. Let's see the kasha, and then I'll skip to the answer that he gives in the end. Let's see, let's read it. V'yesh la'akshos, says the Maram, im kein sasa reisha dekola sefer. The bereisha mashma demiya asan mamish afil b'lo asra lo yanesh b'onish mamun. The b'sefer dekra kamar that afil b'asan mischayved me'ayisha. What does he say in the end? Yesh liyashi v'od. What mammon are we discussing in the first pasuk? What mammon? Wait, Yossi, here the Maram's kasha. We're not getting one out. The steer of the diuk of the reisha is so to the sefer. Tosu second teretz. V'lo yasson anash yanesh is ason mamish. So if there was an ason, you don't pay. The next pasuk says v'mi ason yia. Then as next asnam nafesh tells us, we could say it means money. So ason could also mean ason mamish. So I don't get it. If there's the woman dies, do you pay? You don't pay money. The first pasuk suggests you're pater for money. The next pasuk says you're chayiv. So what's the answer? Maram says, what money are we discussing? It's mamish to segue into the next tosis. The first pasuk is telling you you'll be pater from which tashlumin? The mevladus. The mevladus you'll be pater. If there'll be death to the woman, then you won't pay the mevladus. That's Bishlakish Shita. Even if there was no asra, you're pater from mevladus. The next pasuk says, the masan yia, the woman dies. And now we're going to go to pshat that Nasan that tells me it's money, but what money are we discussing? Dimei ha'isha. Ooh. So suddenly now it's a different story. Now we have to begin to think about this. This is going to come up in the next doses. So what are we saying? He calls this Dimei Misa itself, the Maram calls it. Dimei Misa sa'isha, Mamon Misa, he calls Mamon Misa Atzma. Then Chayiv Afil Mie Asa. In the case of Niskar Al-Gezeh Bar-Gezeh, so Dimei Ha'isha you have to pay. So that halacha, Viskam Ragezeh Baragezeh, is Chayiv Mamon, is Mamon Misa. But if there was incidental damage, not the Mamon Misa, not the money, the value of the person that he killed unintentionally, but some other mammon, like the Mevladus, another Hezek that incurred on the side, that would be the Ptur of Rish Lakish of Lo Asur Bey pattern the same way Asur Bey patterns. But how far would that go? That would only go as far as patterning other mammon. But as far as patterning the mammon Misa Atzma, that Rish Lakish's din would not extend to, and that would be the way to work out the two psukim. Now this, of course, can be very important in terms of really trying to orient ourselves toward the sugya. So for tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, think your teeth into the next tosis, Lamed Hey, Lamed Aleph, Dimaskel Mikol, Manda Amar. Obviously, you have to read next couple lines of Gemara. But very important is this tosis parallels numerous tosis in the Shas, both in Sanhedrin and in Baba Kama. You have to really see the various Gemaras, and then we begin to put them together. So you have to see the sugyas that Tosis refers to, Sanhedrin Ayin Tes, and Bava Kama, and then the various Tosin, what Tosis doesn't say fully here, he explains better over there, so it's like it all, it's going to hopefully, you know, all come together, but it takes a little bit of work, or more than a little bit of work, but we have to get through it. Okay.